Enchanted Encounters. Imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand. It's a quote that's paraphrased from Albert Einstein. In the quiet alcove of a forgotten library, where dust motes pirouetted in the slanting sunlight, little spirit stumbled upon a worn paperback, its dog-eared pages a testament to the countless minds that had traversed its prose. As she gingerly opened its pages, she found herself ensnared in a spell woven by the words within, as she was transported on a journey through time and imagination. The inked tapestry of the narrative transported her to realms beyond the tangible, where dragons danced in the aura-lit skies and whispers of forgotten languages echoed through the corridors of her mind. In the midst of this fantastical voyage, she stumbled upon a peculiar chapter, an uncharted territory filled with fragments of someone else's dreams. The words were not her own, yet they resonated with an intimate familiarity that sent shivers down her spine. As she delved deeper, little spirit felt a profound shift in the contours of her consciousness. It was as if the boundaries of her imagination had expanded, dissolving into the ether of shared dreams. The words on the pages were no longer mere symbols. They were conduits to another soul, a bridge connecting minds separated by the expanse of time and space. In the midst of this literary communion, she encountered the elusive author, a phantom of creativity who had long since birthed on. Yet, in the dance of shared visions, the author lived on, casting ripples across the pond of consciousness. Little spirit could feel the echoes of their thoughts reverberating within her. A symphony of ideas that transcended the limitations of individuality. This encounter with the author's imagination sparked a revelation within her, a realization that the boundaries between self and others were porous, permeable, like the intertwining branches of an ancient tree. The exchange of visions was not merely an act of witnessing, it was a sacred communion that blurred the lines between storyteller and listener, dreamer and dream. Inspired by this newfound awareness, little spirit's eyes sparkled with the fire of discovery as she unraveled the insights woven into the narrative, and in that exchange the atmosphere crackled with the electricity of epiphanies. Later that day, still hungry from enthusiasm, little spirit sat across from curious spirit, the air thick with the fragrance of freshly ground coffee and the promise of shared revelations. As she spoke, the words from the book became more than mere ink on paper. They transformed into enchanting whispers that danced between them. Each syllable carried the weight of revelation, and with every sentence, little spirit felt the tapestry of her understanding unfurling like a delicate blossom. It was a communion of minds, an alchemical dance of ideas that transcended the boundaries of the printed page. Curious spirit, an eager listener, absorbed the revelations like a sponge thirsty for enlightenment. As little spirit spoke of characters who wrestled with their demons and sought redemption in the recesses of their souls, curious spirit found himself navigating the labyrinth of his own emotions. The narrative had become a mirror reflecting the contours of his inner world, and in the shared exchange he glimpsed the reflection of a kindred spirit. In the symphony of shared ideas, the cafe's ambiance became an orchestra, each note resonating with the resonance of newfound awareness. The conversation was a melody, weaving together the threads of literature and life, creating a harmonious blend of the fictional and the tangible. Through little spirit's words, the characters from the book ceased to be mere figments of imagination. They became archetypes mirroring the complexities of human existence. The profound shift in awareness extending beyond the realm of literature, from books to films, poetry and music, each art form is a portal into the collective reservoir of human creativity, a threshold through which you can explore more deeply the meaning of living, of loving, and of longing. Moreover, in a world where connections are constantly sought, there exists a profound significance in the sharing of visions and dreams between individuals. Like tiny sparks dancing in the night sky, these dreams hold the potential to ignite the flames of inspiration and motivation within you. The book, now closed, serves as a vessel that carries you through the corridors of enlightenment, as it is the exchange of insights that open up a gateway to a shared consciousness, a space where two minds merge in the pursuit of understanding. Whether that takes place between an author and her reader, or within the encounter of two people lost in deep conversation about what insights they have gleaned from what has enchanted their imaginations. Power of imagination. Remember, everything you can imagine is real. A story is more potent than historical reality. Dreams are more powerful than facts. Hope always triumphs over doubt, and laughter is the only cure for grief. Love is stronger than hate, fear, and death combined. We tell our children stories, myths, since we instinctively know that stories are embedded with kernels of truth, since they are like operating instructions illuminating the invisible unconscious world, including the liminal and imaginal realms, expressing truth in language of the right brain, using symbols and stories. And yet, we dismiss those stories as adults as being fantastical fiction, mere escapism from the harshness of the world and paltry compared to the clinical exactitude of reductive materialism. But reflect for a moment on where true inquiry begins. Is it from a concrete or factual statement, or from a serendipitous prompt from the universe? And where does that prompt come from? Dare I say it aloud? Spirit. Astrological Sagittarius. Within the Western tradition, there are four ways through which consciousness expresses itself from the one primary source, ether. Those four primal pathways, fire, earth, air, water, are known as the elements. And the sign of Sagittarius, also known as mutable fire, is one of the fire trinity. Fire is your connection to pure spirit. And when you are consciously connected to your fire, not only can you access a deeper sense of purpose, but you can become sustained through life's vicissitudes. Without fire, you can forget your connection to imaginal vision. And without vision, your soul's intention may struggle to find expression, and you cannot create intention and therefore reality. When creatives are passionate about what they are creating, it is infectious. When you meet a randomer in the street who tells you to have a good day with a genuine smile, you cannot help but smile back. If a presenter is enthusiastic, their energy fills the room and their passion is contagious. And when you are in the presence of innocent wonder, you will see the world differently. You are in awe. You are inspired. An intention that I would invite you to hold for a space during this mutable fiery month is to freely share with another what creative work has lit up your being. Without censoring yourself, go to that place of vulnerability where boundaries do not exist, and where a canvas hungers for your ink, your paint, your imagination. Listen and receive their musings. See what happens in the collaboration, and feel what happens within your soul as you witness a sense of this living passion. The ability to lift each other, to empower one another, is a testament to the inherent beauty of human connection. As Little Spirit passionately describes what has fueled her imagination from her experience of encounter, Curious Spirit's heart swelled with fascination. Inexplicable magic occurs when imaginations intertwine, which in turn fuels each other's growth. Personal dreams that once seemed distant and unattainable become closer, bolstered by the mutual exchange and support. Concluding thoughts. So treasure and nurture these moments of sharing and exchanging vision and imagination, for they possess the ability to shape your life in unimaginable ways. Exchange is the precursor to architect your dreams, as collaborating with others to build bridges of belief and embark on journeys to further your own fate. My prayer for you under this fiery new moon is to freely share forth your vision with another, unabashedly letting it shine bright, knowing that someone, somewhere, will have their own world illuminated and in turn inspire their own imagination and subsequently their own dream. Fear not to dream and to share.